Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story about something that is very cute. And you may not think it's cute right at first, but I can assure you, once you really think about it, this is an amazing subject. So today's story is called Animal Feet. And it was written by David M. Schwartz. And the photographs are by Dwight Cohen. And I would like to encourage you all to take a look at these things that we describe in this book. Maybe you can see what we're talking about. So, it's read today by Mommy and... what's your name?
I have a big swordsmanship on the sword monkey.
A sword monkey. I'm so impressed. Okay, sword monkey, are you ready? Okay.
My brother's the archer monkey.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
My name's Tail.
Tail?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right, well, stories read by Mommy and Tail. Here we go. And I want you to think, as I'm reading this, can you figure out what I'm talking about? Get ready. Now, look once. If you had feet like these, you could paddle across the pond. What kind of feet could paddle across the pond? Look again. Ducks use their webbed feet like paddles to move through water. A swimming duck may look like it is floating along, but under the water, its webbed feet are paddling back and forth. Some ducks use their feet to help them dive underwater. And in the picture, what do we see? It's a mama duck, and how many babies does she have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7. I think there's 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there's one more there, tucked in.
Where is he?
Right there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There it is.
Wait, let me try something again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, including the mama duck, you're right.
No, I pointed at him.
Friends, sometimes counting is a challenge for us. Let's take one more chance at that after we finish the story, shall we?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that after this. Okay. Now, this creepy crawly crawls along munching leaves. Someday, it will fly off to find flowers. Now, what do you suppose is creepy and crawly? A caterpillar! Very good. Near the caterpillar's head are 6 feet with claws. Caterpillars also have flat, fleshy stumps called prolegs. Prolegs help the caterpillar walk. They are also used to get a good grip on plant stems.
Ooh, what is this one?
This is an interesting looking picture here. So it says, look once, this foot can go almost anywhere. So can the little lizard it belongs to. What kind of creature is that? It's a gecko! Okay, so it says, look again. A gecko's toes have sharp claws and long ridges. The ridges have tiny hooks that can grip onto almost anything. And they work like suction cups. This is why geckos can climb windows and walls. Did you know that a gecko could climb a wall?
Amazing. Yep.
All right, so the next picture, what kind of...
there's a gecko on my head.
Oh, boy.
Blending in.
That's what geckos do. So now look at this. This is an amazing looking foot. What kind of foot is that? Can you explain it to our friends?
Claws foot.
Claws on that foot. Mm-hmm. This foot belongs to a bird that pecks wood. Uh-huh. So if we look again, we see it's a woodpecker. A woodpecker uses its strong beak to dig a hole for its nest. Its sharp toes dig into the bark. Now this woodpecker is called a flicker. It eats on the ground, but it lives in a tree or cactus. Now, in the next picture, oh my goodness gracious, this is an alien, right? No? It says, look once. Is this the foot of a space creature? I think it might be. What? No. Look again. No. It belongs to a tree frog. Tree frogs are expert climbers. The little suction cups on their toes can grip almost anything. If you want to find a tree frog, don't just look in the pond. Look in the trees. Now, this next foot is very concerning to me. It has
fur.
It has fur and it has big claws. And it says, look once, you wouldn't want a hug from claws like these. And when we turn the page, I can see why. Look again. This black bear uses the sharp claws on his feet to climb trees and escape from danger. Or it can use its claws to dig for tasty roots. Bears also use their claws to catch fish. And oh, what kind of foot is this? Oh, friends, this picture, it says, what creature has only one foot? And in the picture, it does look like a great big blob. What kind of foot is this? Look again, it's a snail. When it moves, a snail makes a layer of slime under its foot, and the slime protects the snail's soft foot. So now it can glide over leaves and stones and even a piece of glass. You know, if I had some very delicate feet, I would probably want to have some slime to protect them too, wouldn't you? Yeah, I think so. So friends, if you haven't had a chance to look at some of these things before, be sure to give the Google image search and see if you can find caterpillar feet and duck feet and slimy snail feet. And that, my friends, is the end.